There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. Just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $5 and won $150,000 on Divine Fortune. Every week with that game, player bet $10 and won $80,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers can have their choice of a deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credits when you deposit $25 signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN. To claim this offer, got to be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Excited to talk to Jensen Lewis, MLB Network Radio and Bally Sports Analyst. Guardians in action. They kick it off today in a couple hours with the MLB playoffs at JLou50 on Twitter. Thanks for the time. Good to see you as always. How about a weather report to start? What are we looking at today?
Hey, great to be back with you guys. And it is bundle up weather. This is total Cleveland weather. I know the Browns and Chargers play on Sunday, so if they could flip-flop that weather, that would be a lot better. But, you know, knowing that Tampa's a dome team and been on the road now for almost 2 weeks, it might play into Cleveland's favor to be able to have, a significant amount of wind, guys. The temperature may not get above 50, maybe 55 degrees today. But by the lake, I think when you see a 6 up there, a 6.5 for the total, you automatically think Jacob deGrom's on the mound. But I'm telling you guys, for two teams that don't hit a ton of home runs, I think runs will be at a premium not only today, but probably tomorrow as well.
Good info.
That's good. Very good.
How about the decision to use Quantrill if necessary in game three when he's been so good at home?
Yeah, Paulie, the idea from Tito in the front office here was sort of, all right, a guy that has never lost at Progressive Field, a guy that gets a ton of run support, almost 6 runs a game throughout the regular season. If you need a winner-take-all guy, you've got Cal Quantrill. And then the other part of that, if Cleveland can sweep, remember, they're already locked into that Yankees matchup for the division series. Mm-hmm. You've got Quantrill to be able to go in and have a really stiff competition opposite of Gerrit Cole there at Yankee Stadium. So that kind of the prevailing sentiment here, that they feel pretty solid with Bieber and McKenzie to try and get this done 2-2 and then be able to have Cal Quantrill ready if need be for either a game one start at Yankee Stadium or that winner take all on Sunday.
Okay, so let me go two questions here on that. If they have a shot against the Yankees, how they match up, And also that they can play the no respect card and everyone's disrespecting us. I mean, they had a great season. It was all the White Sox hype. And not only that, the White Sox are going to run away with the division. And then the White Sox get off to a slow start. And then, oh, it's going to be the Twins. And then Cleveland closes 24-6 to end the season. But how much is that going on, you being around the guys, about no one's given us a chance, no one gave us a chance, let's show them?
Pauly, the disrespect line is absolutely spot on, because from day one, the Cal Quantrills, the Josh Naylors, you go into the clubhouse and they're like, we're pretty confident in what our team is here. We feel like we're going to do something special. And then they made it stand up through the regular season. And that same moniker, that same mentality was pretty apparent yesterday in their press conferences and talking to those guys. They've known they've been disrespected all year long, and they're fine with that. I mean, if you ask Terry Francona what he would like for an entire season, he'd want to be under the radar. Don't pay attention to us. Don't mind us. We're going to continue to play our brand. One other thing to think about, guys, and I know you brought up, Paulie, the Yankees pen and how they would match up. I would also say in this series, too, the Guardians are the league leaders in Major League Baseball with 27 wins in their final at bat. This is a club that we call it the Guardiac Kids here, because it just feels like it's one of the youngsters that comes up big at the end of the game. You might see that play out here in the series. If you're looking at a first five here with McClanahan, with Glasnow, against, you know, Bieber or McKenzie, you could see a really tight game, but you might have Cleveland money line for a couple of those, just knowing that they're going to get the last at bat, and they've had this ability to either come back or to be able to win it late in a lot of games this year.
So you obviously, you cover the team, but you also cover, you know, Major League Baseball in general. It sounds to me like you do like the Guardians to advance.
Mitch, I'm going to take my bias card off.
Yep.
And I'm going to go on two things. First, I'm just going to say it's the kids riding the highs. They don't know any different. I don't even think they're going to come out to the park today, even in front of a sold-out crowd, and feel overwhelmed whatsoever that, oh my gosh, now all of a sudden it's the postseason. The other part of this, and you never wish, you know, ill will on a team or anything bad to happen, but obviously Tampa being on the road for almost 2 weeks, three different cities. Now, if you count Cleveland again, a fourth trip, and they haven't been home yet, and you hope that nothing's happened significantly in Port Charlotte or in Tampa, where a lot of these guys live for the season. So from a mentality standpoint, there's no better team than Tampa to be able to rise to the occasion because of their track record the last 4 to 5 years. Kevin Cash will have them ready. I just wonder, having been in those situations, where is the physical toll at with these guys? If their mental state is okay, their physical state might just be a tick behind, and these early start times are doing no favors to them whatsoever.
Good. Excellent points. Not a good road record. McClanahan was banged up. What do you expect out of him today? And are you surprised his K-prop's only 4.5?
Maybe not so much, Paulie, because if you look at his last couple of starts, he hasn't punched out a lot of guys. And I wonder if the shoulder issue is still somewhere in there. That remains to be seen. The velocity, I haven't really seen a difference there. But an interesting nugget here, especially with the Game 1 matchup, of the Game 1 starters in the wild card today, Bieber and McClanahan have given up the second and third most home runs of all of them in the regular season. Now, knowing what the weather's going to be at the stadium today, it's going to take a Titanic blast to get something out, I think. Now, that all could change because by the lake, guys, all bets are off. This thing swirls. It's unpredictable from inning to inning. But I think with McClanahan, if you guys remember, there was a start down at Tropicana Field where Cleveland got to him early in the first inning and were able to knock him out of the game and hand it off to the bullpen. Their starter's ERA was over 5 against Cleveland for the duration of the season series. That was the MO for Cleveland to win 4 out of 6. They've got to have that same formula, I think, if they're going to advance the division series.
Okay, very, very well said. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jensen Lewis is our guest, MLB Network Radio, Bally Sports analyst as well. So then how about the other wildcard round in the American League? I don't have a single bet on this series. I just want to sit back and watch it. Who do you think advances here between the Blue Jays and the Mariners?
I'm with you, Mitch. Man, this is a fun series. And as someone who's played in Toronto, when that place is full throat, oh my God, there might not be a better atmosphere than old Yankee Stadium, just because it's one of the only ballparks left that can have 50,000 plus people in there. And they're going to be nuts. I wonder if Manoa will want to have the roof open versus the roof closed. Mm. That's going to completely change how the ball travels up there. And then I also wonder what Toronto can do offensively against Castillo. Castillo has been known to have a blow-up inning here or there, and when he does, it's not like one or two runs. It's four or five, and the way that Bo Bichette has been swinging, Teoscar Hernandez has been amazing. If Toronto can put up a crooked number and get that crowd into it very early, I think Seattle could be in trouble. Bottom line of this series, battle of the bullpens, and I give that edge clearly to Seattle. If Seattle has got a lead late, I think Seattle has a chance to upset Toronto and move on.
Okay. How about the National League? Were you surprised that the Cardinals are going to go Quintana and Michaelis in games one and two?
Quintana, not so much, Mitch, because he limits home runs, and that's really the only way Philly can score. They've got to be able to hit the long ball, and I think that's a smart, smart thing from Ollie Marmol, and to know the way that St. Louis's lineup has been swinging the bat. I think that is a real, real bonus for them with Pujols now, not just the guy who's crushing lefties, but a guy who can be a hitter now in those clutch situations going Arenado and Goldschmidt and Albert Pujols. I think St. Louis is the dark horse in the National League. I wouldn't be surprised if they get out of that first round and they match up against the Atlanta Braves. I could see that Braves series going the distance. I just think St. Louis has a little bit of an it factor. And don't think for a moment that in that clubhouse, those young guys, those other guys that are not named Adam Wainwright, Yadi Molina, Albert Pujols, they are going to be at a different level trying to get these guys as far as they can in October. There's a different motivation, I think, for St. Louis. I'd be scared of them if I were the Braves and they end up moving on and matching up.
You guys want to get nuts? Cardinals over the Astros, 67-1. But how about Cardinals over the Guardians in the World Series, 320-1? You want to take a walk?
We know the Central Divisions have not been good the last couple of years, guys. I know that I had Tampa and L.A. at the beginning of the season. That was my World Series exacta. My heart says I hope I'm wrong, but I wouldn't mind that payout for the future that I have.
I'm sure. Yes. No kidding. We have like 90 seconds here, Jensen. Then what about Padres-Mets? I find it super intriguing here. I can see the Padres going there and upsetting the Mets, and the season's completely spoiled. Or I can see the Mets winning, you know, 2-0. How about you?
There's so much pressure on New York, Mitch, because I think Starling Marte being out is an immense loss for that lineup. He's their keystone. Yep. He just has so much ability, not only with his speed, but his ability to hit the clutch. He lengthens that lineup to the point where Buck Showalter doesn't really have to think about who else he deploys there in the bottom half. So that's a huge, huge loss for them. And remember, guys, this is the team that blew a double-digit division lead. All the pressure is on them. No one was talking about San Diego because of how bad it was after the trade of Hader and Soto and Brandon Drury. They're on house money. I think San Diego is going to put pedal to the metal and make New York have to beat them at every turn.
Wow. That would be something else. You can follow Jensen on Twitter. He is at JLou50. Awesome spot as always today, my man. Enjoy the games. Good luck with the bets.
Thank you, guys. You too. Look forward to talking soon.
Right. I like that. The Padres are playing with house money. That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, all the pressure's on the Mets.
Oh, 100%.
101 games. Have won a World Series since 86. Absolutely. I also agree that St. Louis could give Atlanta problems if that's the matchup.
Oh, so do
That'll be a great series. But, all right, bad weather.
Hence the total down at 6-0 for the game.
This will be fun to watch. Bieber strikeout prop is 5.5. Yeah.
You said both guys to get 7 plus is 9-1?
9-1.
You know, the Mets define Nigel Seeley's phrase, our buddy here on the show, squeaky bum time. If they're down like 3-1 today in the eighth inning, the pressure is just going to be immense, oozing out of their pores. Travis Ryer joins the show up next. He covers Alabama football. Two questions: how healthy is Bryce Young, and if Nick Saban can run it up on Jimbo Fisher, will he? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
Alabama hosting Texas A&M. If you go back to June/July, it was going to be one of the biggest games and the most anticipated games of the entire calendar year, and then, well, Texas A&M happened, and now Alabama's laying 24 points. And the reason why I say that is because of the trash talking between the two coaches here. Travis Ryer covers Alabama football for BamaOnline.com and 24/7 Sports. He joins us here to talk about this game. Travis, good morning. Thanks for the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Before we get into the whole angle here of how much they hate each other, going back to what happened last week against Arkansas, and we saw Bryce Young get nicked up, had to leave the game. How healthy is he as we're now, you know, one day removed from this game getting played on the field?
Yeah, and Nick Saban's latest comments last night on his coach's radio show, he said that it's going to be more of a pain management issue than a structural issue or perhaps even a functionality issue. So it's going to be a game time decision. This one's going to go right up until game day on tomorrow. And so big wait and see sort of situation involving Bryce Young right now.
Okay. Well, what did you see from the backup last week with Jalen Milroe as he came in? And it was a total game changer. I thought, you know, not going to be the same exact guy, but his athleticism just jumps off the TV when you're watching him.
Absolutely. And this is a guy with great size, great speed. He's got some make you miss ability, and you know, he quarterbacked 5 touchdown drives last week. So it's not like the offense just nosedive once he came into the game. Now, do I think as much of the playbook is accessible with Milroe in there, especially from a passing game perspective? Maybe not, but I don't think it's going to be condensed to the point of just 4 or 5 or 6 base plays either. So I think if it is Jalen Milroe tomorrow night, Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator, Nick Saban, they're going to expect him to carry out much of what we've seen this offense try to do anyway, even under Young.
Okay, with the bad blood in the summer and the war of words Do they run up the score? Does Saban go after Fisher and stick it to him?
I think the fans would certainly love to see that tomorrow night. As far as Nick Saban is concerned, first and foremost, I think he's just more concerned about securing the W. And, you know, if that means shrinking the fourth quarter with the run game and going four-minute offense and getting out of there with the W, especially if Bryce doesn't go, I think that's going to be forefront in his mind more so than, you know, trying to go over the top and hit explosive plays if the Crimson Tide has a manageable lead there.
Yeah, Travis, that was my view on this game. I mean, I definitely wanted to bet them when once this game got here because of that angle. But then once you saw Bryce Young go out last week, I'm like, oh boy, does he really want to take the chance of, you know, running it up when other guys could get injured? And I'll ask you this, because their win total at various spots before the season started was between 10.5 or 11.5. And, you know, a lot of people were making the case, well, you got to bet over 10.5 because they're not going to lose twice, which I still firmly believe in. But will they run the table? Will this team, I mean, look at it now. The schedule right now looks, you know, I know A&M is not who we thought they were going to be, but at Tennessee, Miss State at home, at LSU, at Ole Miss and the Iron Bowl, do you think this team actually goes 12-0 in the regular season?
I think it's dependent upon how Bryce is able to come back from the injury, because I think next week going to Knoxville, there's the potential there, even with what Alabama presents on defense with Will Anderson and Dallas Turner and the rest of those guys, there's still the potential for a shootout there. And so having Bryce available and at really full go in a game like that, where you could need to score in the 40s or maybe even into the 50s to win, is going to be critical to that number. I think other than Tennessee, though, the road trip to Tennessee, I think Alabama matches up just fine with the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat as well. You can follow Travis on Twitter. He is at Travis Reier, R-E-I-E-R. Read his stuff at BamaOnline.com. Travis, thanks for a couple of minutes today. We appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. How are they going to score? I mean, Johnson's out. And they haven't done anything on offense. The team total's 13.5. I mean, this is just like you might. It doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. Just run the ball. A&M can't score, and that'll be the end of it. So the much ballyhooed talked about game coming in, so much ado about nothing.
So what's the angle here then? If Saban takes that approach and doesn't really want to run it up on him to risk other players getting injured,
yeah,
you just go back to the again old faithful,
old reliable.
Here.
Yes,
old Mr. Old Reliable here. Yep. Bama first quarter, Bama first half.
Yeah, and play the under in the second half. Yes. Yep. Now, this is getting interesting. Are the fan base is upset? This is $100 million to talk about. Would they buy him out? Would they eat the contract? All how bad? QB whisperer, my ass, right? I mean, it was all Winston, and that was, you know, look, yeah, look what's, well, not, it hasn't happened. How bad this offense has been. But a little overboard here, although on the Paul Feinbaum show, what a caller said about what to do with the buyout in Fisher.
As far as Jimbo's contract, that $90 million contract, a hitman costs a lot less than that. Thank you, and have a great day, Paul.
Okay, you know what?
Yes, sorry.
Hey. The guy, he wasn't joking.
Yeah.
The fan bases in that part of the country are complete lunatics.
Updike!
Of course!
Calls in the Feinbaum.
Yeah, I poison the trees.
Yeah, they definitely will die.
Yeah. I just like... Yeah, this guy's...
The kids were named Alabama.
Yeah.
Crimson,
I think.
Yeah. Every kid was named. The Bear, or something, Brian was... Brian or whatever it was.
They're maniacs.
Yeah. Scam Newton?
Yes, right?
Oh, my... That guy was a cop! Did you know
at one point, yeah, Updike was,
We lost Harvey.
But I think people were kind of chuckling at that. I probably wasn't kidding.
Yeah. Oh, no. And probably then dead silence for 10 seconds. Thanks for checking in,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah.
10 seconds of silence.
And then he says, I didn't hear what he said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That's a totally different ballgame down there. And here's Saban again. Boy, he's got to be a gem to cover. Just got to be a real beaut. He was going back and forth with a reporter about maybe a specific package for backup quarterback Jalen Milroe this week.
We already have one. So,
okay, we got three.
You want us to put a new one together now, just because he might play, or use the old one? I mean, we can do either one. I mean, I'll go talk to the offensive coaches and
so
see.
About to use that more often,
Again, you know, I don't talk to Jimbo on a regular basis, but I'll call him and tell him right after the conference if you want me to. I mean, you guys think I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with our offense and our team? You might as well make it up. I saw today where there was headlines in the paper that, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret what we're going to do with Bryce. It sounded like me making that statement, but I've never said that.
Like his buddy Belichick. Well, how about last week in their halftime? Is it going to be the backup now? And the Bryce can't go. Is it going to be who else would we play? He snaps at the sideline reporter. He's a prickly pair.
Game at Tennessee next week.
No, that's a tough stretch though coming up. Yeah,
that's what I think
they're
too.
Roll Tide Saturday, but they're right at Tennessee. They'll beat Miss State, and then at LSU and Kiffin. Oh, Kiffin.
That's
no gimme. Kiffin might shock the world here.
Yeah, I think that on paper they are equipped, like Travis was saying, but to go through that schedule in 4 weeks to play three road games at Tennessee, you get LSU. That's Oh boy.
And then they'll shut out Auburn.
Yeah.
Close. But that's.
Will Harsin still be the head coach at that point?
No. Harsin could be done after they lose by 35 to Georgia and don't score, which should happen.
Do you like the angle there?
First half?
Yeah.
Well, first half, 17.5.
That's a bit rich.
They did not. That was cause for concern. They didn't dominate Missouri in the trenches. I mean, that game was right there hanging in the balance light. That shouldn't happen.
Missouri could have won that game.
Yes. They're down 10 in the second half. That shouldn't. You're 32-point favorite.
So do they come out guns a-blazing this week and say, okay, now it's two games in a row. You have our attention.
Right.
We played poorly on offense in both those games. Couldn't put those teams away. We got to go back to the team that we were in the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, and just it's going to be 21 zilch at the end of the first.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And they go back to what they were earlier on.
I can't see how Auburn does anything on offense. They're so bad.
They're so terrible.
Ridiculous play calling. They make the Broncos look lethal and potent. I mean, it's just right away they score against the second half. You want to talk about lack of adjustments? Check out Auburn in the second half against Missouri and LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Travesty.
Yep.
Horrible coaching.
They need to really, who would turn that program around right away? Who's the guy? Because they're not okay with this.
Well, they're also lunatics. That's the
thing. Of course. That's what it all ties in.
Right. Malzahn, Chizik, all that.
Yep.
Chizik was gone 2 years after he won the title.
Well, the Malzahn stuff was nuts.
Well, right. They wanted to fire him every year. What did he do? Right.
Professional sports bettor Chuck Edel with his best bets coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
NBA in less than 2 weeks. Hockey starts today. MLB playoffs. Some good college football games. Everything's heating up at Bet Rivers. It's your go-to book. All the latest lines, odds, and boost for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. At Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game. Harry, as every Friday during the football season, professional sports bettor Chuck Edel joins us now with picks at Chuck Edel on Twitter, EDEL. He's on tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific, with Matt Eumanns on the Circa Friday Betting Invitational. He is tied for first place. He'll give out 5 picks tonight with Matt, so tune in, catch the replay, whatever your schedule is going to be, vsin.com as well. But 10 p.m. Pacific tonight, live with Chuck Edel, and he gets 3 picks with us every week. Thanks for the time, sir. Let's start in college. All your picks are in college today. How about a total first in the Liberty game? Take it away, please.
Yeah, I'm going to go under in this Liberty-UMass game. You know, UMass is this year has averaged 10.6 points a game. And that's versus a very average schedule. They've attempted 91 passes compared to running the ball 249 times. That's a pretty big differential in the college football game. They're running the ball more than double the time. And even though they're running the ball that much, they're still only averaging 3.6 yards per carry. And the, you know, the UMass defense has improved as the season has gone on. Their new coach, Don Brown, and I'll quote him, just said after the last game, he goes, "You can see the improvement. You can feel the improvement. We have improved a ton on defense." And somehow this UMass now is 50th in the country on defense, but their offense is dead last. Last week versus Eastern Michigan, a team who allows 33.4 points a game, they held UMass to 13 points and 255 yards. The UMass offense is dead last, and there's a reason why they are. They really struggle on that side of the ball. And Liberty has a good defense, and they're good against the run, 3.7 yards per carry against the run. On offense, Liberty, the original starting quarterback, got hurt week one. That was Charlie Brewer. They were expecting a lot of things from him. And since then, they've been rotating a couple different quarterbacks. And now they also are very banged up at the wide receiver position. And Liberty likes to run the ball, too. They've ran the ball 204 times compared to only throwing the ball 153. I expect them, especially in this type of game, to be pounding the ball, running the ball. We know UMass is going to run the ball a lot, and I do like this game to go under the total.
All right. How about side and total here? Same game, USC at home against Washington State.
Yeah, I'm going to be going against the trendy dog here. I know I've heard a lot of people talking about this Washington State team, and I'm probably in the minority, but I think this Washington State team's a bit overrated. We'll find out. But they've had a pretty soft schedule. They beat Idaho 24-17 to start the season. Then they beat Wisconsin 17-14 at Madison, a great win, and they got a ton of credit for that. But, you know, the more we look at that game, first of all, in that game, they got outgained 401-253. Wisconsin had four turnovers in that game. And now we know that Wisconsin is down this year. They just fired their coach, or the coach quit, however you want to say it. They're 2-3. Their only two wins that Wisconsin even had is Illinois State and New Mexico State. So I'm not giving Washington State a ton of credit for that win. I mean, it's still a nice win. Anytime you go on the road to Madison and get a win, obviously it's a good win, but I think they got a little too much credit. Then they beat a very weak Colorado State team, 38-7. You know, Colorado State team was catching 3.5 in Nevada, so you know how good they are. And then, then they played a solid team. They played Oregon. All Oregon did is put up 624 yards of offense.
Yes.
And they let up 44 points in that game. And then the next week, they did have a nice win versus an average Cal team. They did have a nice win there. Even though with that schedule, Washington State D still giving up 5.39 yards per play. And I like the USC offense. And it's still improving. Lincoln Riley, as we know, came over there, a little bit of an offensive guru. The offense is still playing, improving. So I would put them in the same category as Oregon with that offense, who put up the 624 yards on Washington State. USC, right now, 7.15 yards of offense, yards per play. And they're really moving the ball well. Now, their defense has given up some yards, 5.52 yards per play. They have created a lot of turnovers, which has helped out their defense. But, and Washington State on offense, getting back to them, they love to throw the ball. They've thrown the ball 191 times compared to only running the ball 125 times. And USC in defense has given up some points to some Pac-12 opponents. They gave up 28 to Stanford. They gave up 25 to Arizona State. So Washington State, I believe, will be able to put points on the board against USC. But I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with what USC can do to their defense. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so I do like the over, but I think USC runs away with it. And in this game, looking at everything, I'm trying to get both there, but the key number is 40 for USC. You put USC on 40, and you pretty much wrap up one side. I think USC runs this game out. It's a big game. They do have Utah on deck next week, but this is a big game. They got to beat Washington State first. And I'm going to go USC in the over here.
All right. Go get them tonight. Keep it going. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for getting up early. Appreciate it, Chuck.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Best of luck. Yep.
At Chuck Edel on Twitter. And again, tied for first place in the Friday Betting Invitational. He'll be on tonight with Matt Youmans, 10 p.m. Pacific, with five picks. That was something last night. It really was. And we got a great tweet before the show. You shouldn't talk about the game or do the whole show on the game. But the Thursday night fiasco in 100-1, as high as 125 here, 125-1, no touchdown in the game. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I cannot believe Hackett went for it on fourth and two, and then they're still throwing the ball, and then they throw it there. They don't run it. When you just take time off the clock, but play it safe and go up six, it's a 9-6 game. Kick the field goal, up six. They haven't done anything the whole game. They can't protect them. And you think they're going to go 80 yards on you to beat you? And then Wilson with the horrible interception in the end zone. And that is just an all-time horrific loss if you're Denver. How that played out and how you lose the game. And then you can't even get the tie, which I know he's being aggressive now, and it's fourth and one. He misses Hamler wide open. But you can't even get out of there with a tie. You lose the game at home, and your own fans are leaving before overtime starts.
And they've had two of those now, by the way. Two losses like that. I would argue the game on Monday night against the Seahawks was worse.
Two fumbles to lose that game.
The Seahawks had nothing in the second half. The part that I kept scratching my head over last night, but I liked it because we had, the unders all day in that game, before the game, during the game live, the no touchdown, the plays both teams were running on offense looked identical in the fourth quarter that they looked in the first quarter. I didn't see a single adjustment from either head coach last night.
Yeah.
Not a single one in live, real-time action. And
Can they get the guy? You do something.
You know what I did see? There was one play where Matt Ryan threw that quick out to Paris Campbell, and he picked up Why didn't we see more of that? Adam Chernoff had a great breakdown an hour ago. He held onto the ball for like 3.25 seconds last night, his average time to pass. And this guy can't create plays. So they have the worst separation in the league to the wide receivers. The offensive line can't block. So you're going to design a plan where Matt Ryan is going to hang onto the ball for something to develop? That can't happen. You need to get the ball out of his... It's like Garoppolo. Get the ball out of his hands now. Make it a quick passing attack. Get it to, I was going to say Campbell. Well, he, in that one spot, Campbell, you could use Pittman. You could use the kid who came on last night, Pierce, other guys. That's awful. Awful job by both coaches last night. We should have had, at the same time, the ownership should have said, on the count of three, let's fire both coaches at the same time.
Hackett has to be in serious trouble.
Has to be.
He's in over his head. He has no idea what he's doing.
Oh, it's got to be one.
And then
he
got help. And then they asked for help, and he got it to help out with the sidelines and decision making. And then he does that business. What he was doing. I cannot believe Indy's defense. Indy's offensive line is this bad. I guess I could see it. Father Time is undefeated, with the exception of Brady. Ryan's just getting old. Can't move. Been sacked 20 times. I'm shocked at Wilson. $250 million, and he's playing like this. They're better off with Teddy. I don't know about Drew Locke, but they're certainly better off with Teddy if they kept him. This is a horrible look for Wilson.
Terrible.
And I really have to follow this. And again, they're on national television next week. See if there's finger pointing. See what this does to the locker room.
Because I'm just going
to
bring that up.
The defense has to be furious. They are pitching shutouts and doing their job and not giving up touchdowns in the second half, and they're losing games. They have to be furious.
I'm a big believer in body language. I'm a big body language guy in sports. And we've talked to Mike Pritchard about this before. How big is chemistry,
Hamler,
et cetera.
Too. Hamler was pissed.
Hamler livid last night.
Yeah.
Again, I point to this. When it was a cry for help for everybody in the game, on both sides last night, except for Russell Wilson. He's out there in the cheerleader outfit, up and down the sidelines again. All right, guys, come on. Let's go. We got him this time around. And everybody's looking at him like, what? Dude, we are completely broken. Would you please sit down and shut up for 30 seconds?
The interceptions were terrible.
Oh, awful.
Throwing it up for grabs, the first one.
That rah-rah crap, guarantee this, that rah-rah crap is already... forget about wearing thin. Those other players are worn out. I made a bet last Sunday that I'm now totally regretting, and I have no way out. I'll explain coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Very nice with a new open here. Okay, here we go. They're in pocket plays. Depends on where you bet this one. For me, this was definitely a loser. No refunds in Las Vegas. Head Hines, he was going to be the guy last night. They went to him three times in the first drive.
Pass, run, pass.
So he was going to be the guy. How about the drop? I'm like, oh, this is not a good sign. Yeah, and then I'm like, okay. But I had that over on the rushing and receiving. No, loser for me. If you bet it at DraftKings and other spots, you're going to get refunded. I did also bet Judy. That came through last night. And then the no touchdown for the game. I bet that live at 26-1. And, you know, the game was awesome last night. Now, here's what I have pending in the NFL. A two-team teaser. Well, okay, so let's go with this first. Keep it here, guys, if you don't mind. I'll explain this. I bet Tennessee on the opener here at circa -4 and again at -3. Now, I know I'm on the opposite side of a sharp money, and I'm definitely on the side. This is a square bet by me. I was listening to Tim Murray and Sean King watching the show yesterday at the house. They're on in the afternoons here, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific time. They brought on Carl Johnson, really good guest, who runs the book at Beau Rivage in Biloxi. He explained that typically, because they're so close to LSU, typically at his book for an LSU game, they get about 90% of the action, all, you know, public bettors on an LSU game. Every single week, it's all LSU. This week, it's about 70 to 80% tickets and handle on Tennessee. I hate the bet.
Hey.
I hate it. I can't get out of it because it's now, it's bad number now, so maybe in play, see what I can do. Baseball, Cardinals, Phillies over 2.5 games. Series price, Guardians -110 against the Rays. And a couple of NFL bets. I'm on a teaser here. Two-teamer, 6 points. Green Bay down to 2. Vikings down to 1.5. And I'll take the Bengals 3.5 against the Ravens on Sunday night.
There you go. Excellent work. There you go. First quarter under. Ice cream. Longest touchdown. I would grade it a winner. But
that should be a winner.
Several places said no action. There was a couple of these last night. Like, for example, longest touchdown under, and there isn't a touchdown. Another one. And I was just sent the game summary in the game box on NFL.com.
Uh-huh.
If you bet under no score first 5.5 minutes, that's a winner. Did you look at the game book on NFL.com? It's when the play is completed. It's not because the ball was snapped at 9:32.
Yep.
But after the kick, it's 9:28. That should be a winner. Another example is what happened Bills-Ravens. There's 3 seconds left in the game. The Bills kick the field goal. They don't kick off. The box score says zero. It'll say, you know, last play says 0 seconds as well. So that was wild. Okay. Let's go. Let's dance again, baby. Preston North and Norwich City tomorrow under 2.5. In 12 league matches so far with Preston Norwich. I like it. I don't like it. You like them? Like them? Like it? I like it. But I'm a little concerned about Norwich because they're near the top of the table in the Championship League. But in 12 league matches, here are the scores with Preston North End. 1-0, 0-0, 2-0, 1-1, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Scoreless, 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 scoreless. It's your 12 matches so far in the league. So, and they keep putting up 2.5s. So they play again Wednesday against Bristol City. But we're gonna ride this train tomorrow. No defensive special teams touchdown parlay. Cincinnati-Baltimore, the Sunday night game in the primetime with the Raiders and the Chiefs. Eagles' first half against the Cardinals. Again, Arizona's yet to score in the first quarter, and they only have 16 first-half points on the season. Yeah, Cliff doesn't know what he's doing. And Eagles have been awesome in the second quarter. Awesome. Plus, they got off to a slow start last week. They were down 14-0. But they'll bury in the second quarter. Let's go to London. First quarter under 7.5. Packers and Giants. Where are the points coming from, period, in this game? I mean, you don't have, it's no Tony, no Golladay, no Shepard, and maybe Robinson's out too. And Jones probably at 50-60% if he plays. Oh, this is ugly. And I got the teaser with the Packers and the Chiefs as well. And one more, take a peek. Tennessee first quarter money line. Tennessee, what do I have? First team since 2000. I think it is first team to do it. First four games, first drive, touchdown, 4-0. And Washington's a horror show right now as well.
Yep.
All right, in pocket. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. All right, go to Eclectic Mix. We had everything there.
So on your soccer match that you like, can I throw some derivatives at you for total goals?
They have it?
Under half a goal in the game is 9-1.
Okay. What? Do they have Preston North End goals?
Yeah.
Okay, what's Preston?
Oh, for just them?
Well, I don't think they score.
Okay, so hold on. Let me give you the game first.
Right.
Under 1.5 goals plus 230. So I'm looking at the 2.5, which is what you like, minus 132. Under 3.5 is minus 380.
Okay.
And so you're asking about
They haven't gone over 2.5 in every league game. I mean, think about that. They played 12 league games. 11 of them have been either 1-0. Excuse me. 10 of the 12 have been 1-0 or scoreless.
Okay, so who's the home team? Who's the away team?
I think Norwich is at home. Yeah, Norwich should be at home.
Okay, so you want the away team. Away team under half a goal is plus 126 the way it looks.
Preston won't score.
So you get plus 126?
Yeah, they won't score. Come on, this is historic, what's going on.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Hey, can I throw this at you? Another stat from last night, because a lot of people are also, they're sending photos right now on Twitter of the teammates looking at Russ last night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they hate him. I'm telling you, they hate him.
The one where he's sitting down on the bench?
Oh, yeah. And he's got one where he's squirting the water bottle, and it's Melvin Gordon, I think, looking at him like, I hate you.
Keep your mouth shut.
This is from Jeremy Fowler. This, again, I called him, is he the worst quarterback at the goal line passing that we've ever, all things considered here, going back to the Super Bowl, the results here. Russell Wilson was 0 of 6 last night on pass attempts to the end zone and is now a league worst 2 for 18 on end zone attempts for the season. He's 2 of 18 passing on end zone attempts. 0 of 6 last night.
Isn't the organization and the coaching staff aware of that? How do you throw the ball in that situation?
No, the answer is no.
I mean, you might get the first down, take 40 seconds off the clock, but Christ, go up 6. It's a 9-6 game. They're not going 80 yards on you. That was ridiculous. And then the decision that he forces it in there, and it's a horrible interception. The first one was bad. That one was worse considering time, score, situation.
You know, we've seen good coordinators try to make the jump to become a head coach, and it just doesn't work. I always say this. There's nothing wrong with being maybe the best offensive coordinator or one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. I think Wade Phillips, really good defensive coordinator. Laughable head coach. Norv Turner, tremendous offensive coordinator. One of the worst head coaches we've ever seen, in my opinion, right? So just stick to what you're good at. This Hackett guy, five games in.
This Hackett guy.
He clearly is not ready for this job. And I don't want to say he can never be a head coach ever again, but maybe, never say never. Maybe I'm saying never here with this
guy. They'd love to have Fangio back. Think about that.
Oh, boy.
They die to get Fangio back. It's unmitigated disaster. Expectations, supposed to be a playoff team, still could happen. But it was just so bizarre because it looked like they had some, how bad is the Raider defense? Now go back and looking at it.
Right.
That's the other thing, right?
All right, time now. Pro tip of the hour. Don't forget about first quarter and first half betting. It needs to be part of your betting portfolio.
Right. Especially in games with big spreads. Hello, Georgia. And hello, Alabama.
That's right.
I mean, Alabama should just open up a can on A&M. And if Georgia, if you want to go, if you think Georgia breaks out of it and gets back on track, you can go 17.5 first half, and then you go first quarter if you want to.
Yep.
But that's, a lot of these teams, right? We got a month to go on now.
Yep.
Several bad outfits, first quarter, third quarter.
And
teams.
Coaching tendencies, they get out the hot starts. We need to do more of that, by the way, first quarter. Yeah, go ahead.
Very good. Can you share that email we got? This I love this Wembanyama
discussion.
It's a great discussion about what would you hold on to? What would you give up for this guy?
Again, I asked the question, what's a realistic? You can't even have a conversation because if I tell you the only two players I would not give up, I think, would be Giannis and Luka, people would laugh at me. I don't think it's that big of a joke. Anyway, you brought up, we kicked around Embiid. You said you would not trade Embiid. No. I said I won't even hesitate. Josh, on Twitter checking in saying, I'm a 76ers fan. I would drive Embiid to the airport.
Oh, God. I never hasn't played a game yet in NBA. I mean, Embiid was supposed to win the MVP last year. Till Joker.
It's one way to look at it. I got this on Twitter last night as well. When LeBron was coming into the league, knowing what we know right now, would you have traded Kobe Bryant for him? Would you have traded Tracy McGrady? Of course you would have. But back then, it sounds completely idiotic. And this kid's 7'4", does everything.
Brings the ball up, shooting threes.
30 feet. They're just like, okay, bombs away. That's it for us here today. Good luck with your bets this week, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bededa. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.